Welcome all of you, and we are in this series called Miracles. Say with me, Miracles. So I'm eager, okay, to hear stories, testimonies, okay, from each and every one of you, okay, hopefully, all right, in your life group, you get to share, okay, that, okay, when y'all gather or meet together. Now, this series is not just about miracles, because the whole idea, okay, the whole goal, okay, is that to let Him be known. Right, so whatever that's taking place in your life, the end of the day, do people know that Jesus is the one, okay, that make it happen? All right, so that's to point, okay, people to Jesus. Okay, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Now, we do this as for the 7 day because we are doing a series, 7-part series, because these are the 7 significant miracles, okay, that is from the book of John, all right? So today we are dealing with the 7, okay, significant miracle of Jesus. Now, talking about that, that's where John wrote in chapter 20, verse 30 to 31. Okay, say this with me because this is the key verse, okay, in the book of Gospel of John. 1, 2, 3. Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may... That Jesus is the Son of, that by you may have life in His name. Lord, I commit all of us into your hands. Father, even as we look into the series or the significant miracles of Jesus, Father, help us, Lord, at each of that when we encounter you, when we see miracles, okay, that is a sign, Lord, for each and every one of us to draw, okay, people, okay, to you. I give thanks and I pray this in Jesus' name. Everyone say, amen. Okay, now, talking about miracles, okay, when my elder brother John was here, talking, what is miracle? Okay, I'm trying to look at the stories that we go through. So I'm saying that miracle is an event when God does something extraordinary. Do you know how to be extraordinary? When you look at your life being ordinary, you just add something extra. Extraordinary. Okay, now, beyond human logical or natural thinking, when you think about things that happen in your life, okay, we ourselves coming to know the Lord Jesus, okay, is already a miracle. When you read the book of John, it talks about where God display, okay, His power, right, that no human can do. When all the miracle story, you see, that's just beyond, okay, human. Okay, with a purpose to point people to Jesus, the Son of God, so that they believe and glorify God, confirming, okay, what Jesus has proclaimed in His word, okay, and who He is. In short, miracle is an extraordinary and seemingly supernatural event that cannot be explained by natural or scientific laws and is attributed to divine intervention. Yes, God do a part in that miracle. All right, now, that's all the definition. Now, so we have done all this series. Today, we are talking about raising Lazarus. All right, who is Lazarus? Okay, we're going to discover a bit. Anyway, I used to have a friend, okay, by the name of Lazarus. That was so long ago, all right? Okay, now, let me ask this question. Is Lazarus the only man raised from dead? Or the only one that you know raised from dead was Lazarus, and you don't know anybody else, all right? I searched the Bible, I found quite a few, all right? Or just before we go there, I'm thinking that every month, okay, I'll take one of the weekend just to tell you what's going to happen the next month, all right? So some of you tell me, Pastor, okay, although we posted, okay, somewhere, some of you may not catch it. So I put it here, so probably you will catch it, right? So now, in the month of March, we want to do a campaign, okay, recruit. We need people to serve. We have more service we want to plan, okay, and so on, all right? So we're going to do that. And we got a new series called Reimagine Church. Say reimagine. Okay, good. All right, now, out of that 3 series, we're going to talk about brother, co-worker, and soldier. All right, now, some of this taking place, you already hear worship prayer night. Okay, then Kensing service is on the second Sunday. But we are making plans, okay, to how we're going to do that weekly. All right, now, 16 once a month, leaders will meet. This is our church plan, okay, Lao Sa one. This is BM1. Out of that, we have a good connection with the teaching college. Okay, we're going to host them and also do a workshop with them. And then ministry, we're going to meet. Okay, some of this may not concern you, but you know that something is taking place, all right? So Go Make Class, that's now already announced, Chive, and then G2KU, all right? So basically the whole March, okay? Getting myself busy. All right, so this is month of March. Probably not all you are involved, but at least you know that these are a few things that's taking place. All right, now, so raising Lazarus, so asking the question, is Lazarus the only man raised from the dead? The answer is no. So as I look at the Bible, searching Old Testament, found there are three. Okay, one. Okay, I give you these references, you go and search, all right? So I have no time to read for you. Okay, there's Elijah raised the son of the widow, Zarephath. Elijah came, okay, raised the son. Another story of Elisha. Okay, Elisha did double, okay, his anointing and his miracles, so twice of Elijah, okay, because he asked for a double anointing. Elisha raised, okay, the son of Shunammite woman. Okay, so you read 2 Kings. And then there's a story of even, okay, Elisha has died buried. Okay, the anointing still stays. A dead man comes back to life and his body touches the bone, okay, of the prophet Elisha. All right, that was a story where they want to bury this man and then the enemies are coming. So they were panicked. So what they do? They throw the body, okay, and landed, okay, in Elisha's tomb, so to speak. Okay, grave. Okay, so that came alive. What about the New Testament? How many are there? Okay, New Testament. Okay, so also very interesting story. Okay, I preached this once in a worship prayer night. Okay, and this is a story of in the town called Nain. Say we've been Nain, probably a town that you never heard of. All right, so today you know Jesus raised a son of a widow. Okay, then there's a story of Jairus' daughter. Did Jesus raise him as well? All right, now today we're going to talk about Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Yes, all right. Is that all in the Bible? What more? I don't know. Come on. Jesus raised from the dead. Easter today. Okay, so Jesus became the seven, okay, that is raised from the dead. So you can see in the Bible, okay, God is preparing, Jesus is preparing, okay, to see that, okay, the demonstration of the power of God, the miraculous, okay, ministry of Jesus, and that is to prepare even for Jesus to die and then raise, okay, on the third day. So Jesus became the seventh. So today, as we look at the book of the story of Lazarus, how are we going to explore today? So I'm going to look at two parts. Okay, one, the story itself. Okay, so when we read the story, probably you've read some time ago, but let's read in a fresh eye. Okay, then we'll look at how does this story telling us, okay, today. All right, the story itself, Lazarus. So the story goes like this in chapter 11. Okay, it's a long passage. And let's see how it goes, okay? Wow, timing. Okay, time. Now, a certain man was ill. Who's that man? Lazarus. Of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister, Martha. So, in this story, you discover Lazarus. He has Mary and Martha. Okay, so three brothers and sisters. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother, Lazarus. So there's a connection. You see, all these are taking place. But today we are not talking about verse 2, all right? So this is discovered that Lazarus ill, his sister Mary and Martha. Martha, I know. Okay, Martha. And the brother is you. So can you see the repetition? Lazarus, Lazarus, brother, brother, sister, sister. Wow, it's talking about this family. And when we look at this family, Jesus, okay, really loved, okay, this family. Now the two sisters sent Jesus, okay, a WhatsApp message. So the sister sent to him saying, a physical message, okay, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, this illness does not lead to death, but is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it. So as you read the scripture in John, you see that in every of those is to point to Jesus, okay, or the glory of God, all right? So in this case, you say, oh, this illness, Jesus already had in mind, okay, this illness is not the normal illness, okay, this illness is for the glory of God. So Jesus is very cool, all right? So when you are in troubled times, what message do you send to? Where do you send to? Or who do you send to? Ayo mama, okay, what to do now, all right? So make sure you send, okay, to Jesus, all right? I know you might send to your leader, send to pastors, but remember to send to Jesus, all right? I just break up into these major words parts, okay, so that you're able to understand. So when you're in trouble and you send a message, what are you waiting? You want an immediate action, right? Sometimes I go to the hospital and see, we are so panicked, but all my observation, sometimes I see the nurses and all those, they are so cool, so calm, but we are so panicked. Okay, why? Sometimes you go to hospital, it's like, wow, the waiting period is crazy right now. Here was Jesus, stay 2 more days. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Can you see? Jesus, the one, Lazarus is the one you love. You still don't want to come, okay? Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister Lazarus, So he came on repeating, all right? So when he heard that Lazarus was healed, Jesus stayed 2 days longer. So he told Airbnb, I stay another 2 more days. I remember the time we were in Cameron for a short break, when we see all the news in 2020. Mio's father keep on sending the message. I see Dixon send message. Whoa, so many messages came in, okay? So, said that roadblock, everything will be shut down in 2020, month of March, okay? So, but we are in Cameron. To go back, no, go back, okay? To make a decision, we cancel our, that's it, we leave, and comes back, okay? We decided to stay 1 more night, okay, right now. So, not knowing, okay, what is to come. Now, Jesus stayed 2 days longer, 2 more days, okay, in the place where he was. What do you think? When you needed help, you are in the most critical moment, emergency, and ask for help, and then it doesn't come. Say, 2 more days. If pastor will tell you, next week only I come, how will we feel? You don't want pastor to be a pastor anymore. All right, now, then after this, he said to the disciple, let us go to Judea again. What? All right, now, the disciples said to him, Rabbi, the Jews were just now seeking to stone you, and you are going there again. Friends, to go back means it's to be stoned. All right? Do you want to take the trouble, okay, to go or not to go? Because they're going to stone you. They're going to persecute you, all right? And Jesus said, let's go, okay, to receive stone. Okay, now, 2 more days. Then it come to verse 11. So if Jesus had gone earlier 2 days, he would have saved Lazarus, right? But Jesus, it seems like he purposely, okay, delayed 2 days. Okay, now this is a story. After saying this, he said to them, oh, our friend Lazarus has fallen asleep, but I go to awaken him. How many of us realize that each time when you see the Bible talk about someone who had passed on, the word fallen asleep is being used? Why? Because when the person wakes up the next day, or when he opens his eye the next time, he will have seen Jesus, right? So he just fallen asleep. Now, but the disciples do not understand, so they say to Jesus, Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover, all right? Now, so disciples were thinking physically, all right? Now, Jesus has spoken for his death, but they thought that he meant taking rest in sleep. Okay, now means Lazarus has died. And for your sake, I am glad I am not there so that you may believe. Whoa. It seems like Jesus, glad means what? Happy. Yay, Lazarus died already. Yay. It sounds that way, right? Now, why? He has a goal. Okay, that is that you may believe. But let us go to him. So Thomas called the twin and said to his fellow disciples, let us also go that we may die with him. Can you find the funny joke here? Okay, that is, Lazarus is ill, number one. You say, let's stay 2 more days. Then the next thing you say, Lazarus died. Then the disciples say, oh, let's go and die with him. If you have a disciple, I don't know, okay, what disciples you are having. Okay, now. So now Jesus really, okay, after 2 days, he really go. All right, now, Jesus arrived in Bethany. Now, when Jesus came, he found that Lazarus has already been in the tomb 4 days. I have no time to go with you. Okay, day one, what happened? Day two, what happened? So there's a delay of 2 days. There's a day that they send a message, a day where Lazarus, okay, died. So, which means now it comes to the 4th day, all right? Now, Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off, and many of the Jews has come to Martha and Mary to console them. So, talking about that, Jesus is not far. 2 miles. April, no sweat. Okay, 2 miles. 2 miles is about how many km? 5 km? maybe. All right, so 5 km, Derek, 5 km. We just did 5 km, no sweat. Okay, now, okay, some of you. Last Sunday, I announced, okay, my second son came back. So for 2 weeks, so he's leaving next coming Friday. Okay, Derek, will you just wave your hand? All right, okay, that's Derek, my second son. At time, if I will show a photo, you have not seen him for, I don't know, when you first came. All right, now. All right, let's move on. Where am I now? Okay, so there are people who came, okay, to Martha and Mary to console them. So that means they have any friends, okay, that come and comfort them concerning their brother. So Martha heard that Jesus was coming. So Jesus is coming. Jesus is in Bethany now. So Jesus was coming. So they went, she went and met him, but Mary remained seated in the house. So here in part 6 of the story, I was just thinking if I were to do drama, Chi-Wei, I was thinking so deep, you know, if in a short time, can you do this drama for me? Okay, now, Martha meets Jesus. So Martha said, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. How many of you prayed this prayer before? Or you so frustrated, you say someone, you should have come. Okay, so all this problem will not have happened. You should have bought it earlier. Okay, that all these things should not have happened. Okay, but even now, okay, that was she continued to say, but even now, that whatever you ask from God, God will give you. So Martha has such a faith, okay, in Jesus. Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again. Wow. Martha said to him, I know. How many of you, when somebody will tell you, you already know. So what else to tell you, right? Okay, now, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection of the last day. So which means Martha knew the day will come. Probably they have a lot of teaching from Jesus. Okay, even you die, the day when Jesus come back, resurrection day or the second coming, okay, you will rise. So Martha said, yes, I know. But Lazarus is dead. You should have come earlier. Okay, we send you SMS, okay, or WhatsApp, but you didn't show up. All right, now, Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, he shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? Whoa. Okay. Then she said to him, yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ and the Son of God who is coming into the world. So there's a commotion there. All right. Is it physical death? Spiritual death? What death is that? Okay. Then after that, it's Mary's turn. First, Martha first, right? Mary remained. Mary, we do not know what's the feeling, the emotion. Maybe he is sulking, all right? Okay, like, sister, you go first. I don't want to see him yet. Okay, later only I see him, all right? So when she has said this, she went and called her sister, Mary, your turn now. Okay, Mary, your turn now, you go, all right? Then the teacher is here, he's calling for you. And when she heard it, she rose quickly and went to him. Now Jesus has not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha had been. Can you imagine? So there was a distance. Jesus arrived Bethany. Martha heard, she went, but Mary still stayed at home. Okay, now it's the point that Martha came back and tell Mary, Jesus is looking for you. So she went. Okay, so Jesus about to enter into the village. Okay, where that the place, okay, that Martha met him. Okay, let's see what happened. When the Jews, okay, who were with her in the house, consoling her. Wow, how many times want to be comforted? Many times, all right. Saw Mary rise quickly and go and follow her, supposing that she was going to the tomb to weep there. So everybody thinking, oh, where is Lazarus now? In the tomb, because it's already the fourth day, all right? Now when Mary came to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, all right? So you can see the Mary posture was always at the feet of Jesus, okay? Now, saying, Lord, is it the same word? Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Martha said the same thing. Mary says the same thing. Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Maybe different tone. Maybe one was an angry tone. One maybe was a emotional tone. We don't know. So when you read the Bible, it doesn't state whether he angry, happy, or sad, right? So we don't know, okay, what is the tone, okay, that was said. Now, this is the response of Jesus. Jesus was deeply moved. When Jesus saw her weeping, the Jews who had come with her also weeping. Jesus saw one cry, the other one also cry, everybody cry. Jesus was also deeply moved, his spirit and glory troubled. So you can see the emotion there. Okay, everybody, Okay, he's weeping. Everybody is crying. And he said, where have you laid him? Where is he now? They said to him, Lord, come and see. Response of Jesus is, Jesus wept. If you want to memorize scripture, verse 35 is the shortest. Do you know? It's John 11:35 is the shortest. Huh? Jesus wept. So Jesus wept. Okay. Jesus said, the Jews said, see how he loved him. Because everybody cried. But there also, another group was skeptical about Jesus. See how he loved him. But some of them said, could not he who opened the eyes of the blind man also kept this man from dying? Right? There's a group like this. Now, Jesus, deeply moved again, came to the tomb. It was a cave, and the stone lay against it. Huh? So the story. Huh? Now, I'm going to give you some tips to take away. Huh? Now, Jesus ordered the stone away. All right, now. So he said, take away the stone. I think like that. Or Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him. So can you see? He keep on emphasizing, Lazarus is dead. The man who is ill, dead. The brother of this sister is a dead man now. Okay, said to Jesus, Lord, by this time, if it's from Penang, there will be an odor. Correct? Some of us walk around also with odor on, right? Okay, now. For he has been, I'm talking about some good smell, right now. For he has been dead 4 days. How many of you didn't throw the shell of the prawn by night? If you cook in the morning, by evening, sometimes you go down, you go market. That is the shell of the prawn, fish, chicken, and so on, right? Those days, when we run, I was a youth pastor for many years. Okay, one of my youth leaders said, Pastor, we're going to do this game. I say, what game? I'm going to collect the chicken intestine. And that game is, the youth will run and pick up the intestine and then tie, and who formed the longest? I say, wow, you guys are crazy. They actually did it. The day before, they went to collect the chicken intestine. And the next day, they bring. Oh, dear. When they come, the smell is crazy. I don't know how these youth, they just stay and tie because it was so excitement, right? Because they form the longest intestine in the world. All right, now. Friend, what I'm trying to say, the smell is crazy. All right, now. Jesus said to her, did I not tell you that if you believe, you would see the glory of God? Wow. So Jesus is reminding, because Jesus is saying what? This illness is different, right? This is for the glory of God. Continue. Jesus prayed to the Father. So they took away the stone, and Jesus lift up his eye and pray, right? So, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this on account for the people standing around that they may believe that you sent me. Cute, right? So Jesus is saying that I'm praying this because all these people don't believe. Have you prayed a prayer like that? Okay, because our friends, I pray that my brother here don't believe me. The brother, you come all those, right? So here Jesus praying that, okay, they may all these people standing around me, okay, that would say the other way is they don't believe me. So I pray this so that they believe me that you send me. Then part 11, Jesus called Lazarus out. So this is a miracle that took place. When he had said these things, he cried out a loud voice, Lazarus, come out. He should be loud, because he's inside the tomb. Okay, the man who had died came out, his hand and feet bound with linen strips, and his face wrapped with a cloth. Jesus said to them, unbind him and let him go. Wow, so this is a story, huh? Everybody get it? What a long story. Now, I want to give you some thoughts, okay, to take home. So after that, part 12, okay, many believed, some reacted. Many of the Jews, therefore, who had come with Mary, had seen what he did, and they believed. So in this world, is seeing is believing. All right. But some, they went to the Pharisees, they complained, they report, okay, whatever they say. So beginning from that time, we continue read on, they plot, okay, to kill, okay, Jesus. Okay, now, what's the story telling us today? I want to give you four thoughts, okay, as you go. What's the situation? Lazarus is dead. My question to all of us, do you have Lazarus with you? Who is your Lazarus? What is Lazarus? Okay, now, number one. When you look at this story, our takeaway is this. Jesus loved Lazarus, Mary, and Martha. In other words, Jesus loved every one of us. Jesus considered this like his family, his brother and sisters. So when you look at Jesus, question for all of us, who is Jesus to you? So talking about all those stories, sometimes when you call for help, your father or brother or say, how come he's so late now? Why so slow? We don't know the backstory. Okay, what has happened? But the story, when you read that, because now we read, we know the whole story. But when Martha or Mary said to Jesus, they do not know the whole story. They just say, do you believe or not? All right. So you can see this verse 3, verse 5, verse 36. Keep on addressing that. Okay, the sister said, the Lord, he whom you love. Verse 5, Jesus loved Martha and her sister Lazarus. Verse 36, even the Jews see Jesus really loved them. All right. Although they are skeptical. Friends, I want to tell you that whatever that is going through in your life, all right, think about what is your most difficult moment, most terrible time, or you went through horrendous moment, unpleasant, ugly, fearful, you're hopeless. Let me tell you that Jesus cares for you. Jesus loves you. Tell your neighbor left and right, Jesus loves you. If you are in a moment, okay, where you know your situation is impossible, okay, where you feel disappointed, you feel you're facing a time of pain, suffering, and sorrow, that whatever you say, it seems like nobody cares. Friend, this story will help you to understand that Jesus loves you. Now, there's a mother and a father and mother, okay? The father was wondering whether the child loves him more or loves his wife more. So you go to the child. Daughter, you love mommy more or you love daddy more? Then the daughter say, daddy, I love you more. Then the daddy asks, how much? Two. Then the father was like, why two? Then when they say, why two? Then the child start to cry. And the daughter said, because you always say to mommy, I love you too. Too low. Okay, all right. Friends, whatever if you seems don't understand, okay, let me tell you that Jesus loves you. Okay, whatever situation. So when you are going through times of hopelessness, suffering, and no matter what people say, know this, Jesus loves you. Here is Lazarus is dead, you know. Right? And it seems like Jesus is not doing anything. Jesus come late and all those, right? So number two, Jesus' delay is not his denial. Jesus is late or delay because he has a plan, all right? Now, so we already read the story about he stayed 2 days longer. He extended his hotel stay, all right? Or Airbnb, all right, in that story. So the question is, why did he wait 2 more days? Why not come now, right now? You know, sometimes we have among siblings or your parents say, I want you to come right now, or you are the boss, yeah, ordering your stuff. I want now, right? Do you know the when your boss asks you for, where's the deadline? Your boss will say, yesterday. The deadline was yesterday, but he's just given you the assignment. So here is, if Jesus really loved Lazarus, why he delayed coming? So it's easy to understand how confused, okay, the disciples are. Or sometimes we can be angry or misunderstood people or Jesus, okay? Strange as it may sound, that Jesus stayed away from Bethany and so that Lazarus would die. Seems strange, okay, to know that, all right? And because here, Jesus said that it's for the glory of God, because Jesus is going to present himself. I am the resurrection and the life. Okay, Jesus is about to perform miracle. He knows he has a big plan, okay, that is taking place right now. My take for all of us is Jesus' delay is to show us that it is beyond human doing in impossibilities. That means it come to a place, it's already 4th day. What can you say? Oh, this one I got to ask Dr. Isaac. When someone that has lost intake of oxygen or whatever, what's the time? 6 minutes, 10 minutes? You can hold breath for how long? To consider pronounced dead. So this is 4 days. completely, totally dead. There's no way, okay, to resuscitate, okay, a person that is already 4 days. No meaning, you call ambulance, so no meaning, it's already in the tomb, all right? Okay, so just delays to show that this is what, whatever that is going to do is beyond human, okay, doing and possibilities, because we are calling for a miracle. Number three, Jesus was glad to let Lazarus die. So I was just saying that it's just strange. Huh? He wait for Lazarus. Wait for Lazarus to die. Lazarus died already. Yay! Because you see, reading verse 14, right? Then Jesus told them plainly, Jesus and Lazarus has died. And for your sake, I am glad. Did I tell you in one of our Easter message, when I was much younger, I tried to invite my friends to Easter. You know, Good Friday. All right. A friend who does not believe in Jesus, hey, I want to invite you to a church. It's Good Friday. What you do on Good Friday? Jesus died, right? Jesus died. Okay, Jesus died. We're going to have celebration. We're going to sing. What you do there? We're going to sing. Huh? You go and sing, rejoice. Your God died and then... Hey, cannot understand, right? Okay, now. Jesus was glad to let Lazarus die because he has a plan. Okay, to prove, okay, what he's wanting to do. All right, now. So, in other words, in this scenario, is Jesus loved Lazarus, yet he let him die. He delayed returning so that Lazarus would die. It seems like the act of love, because, okay, he's going to form, okay, the so-called, okay, the greatest miracle that's going to take place. Okay, when everything doesn't make sense, know this, that Jesus has a plan. Because we can only understand to a certain stage. Our mind is finite. Right? So when things doesn't make sense, we can choose to trust Jesus. Jesus has a plan. Good, amen? All right? Okay, now. Fourth one. Okay, coming to the end. Jesus feels your pain and despair and trauma. You can continue whatever statement that you can have right now. Can you see that everybody tried to console or comfort Martha and Mary? But when they hear about Jesus, what they do? They stand up quickly, they go to Jesus. All right? Martha did that when heard, okay, Jesus calling for you already. So they get up quickly and they go. Jesus not at their doorstep yet, you know. Jesus just came in. So everybody is already at their home, console them, comforting them, it's okay and things like that. But sometimes when somebody passes away, one of the things we try to comfort our friend, it's okay. Friends, it's not okay, somebody died. It's not okay, all right? No. But that's our common word that we use. But honestly, it should not be, all right? So here is Martha rise and go and pour out, okay, to Jesus. Lord, if you have been here, my brother would not have died. Sometimes when you look at tough times like this, you know, pray, fast. And yet, our loved one died. Sometimes I think about that, it's very sad, you know. You go through the kind of emotion, the kind of moment, all right? And time, I also take comfort because here Jesus said that, do you know that Jesus loved so-and-so more than you? Yes, you love, but Jesus loved this person more than anybody else. Right, so when Martha or Mary go to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Okay, likewise, is there a scripture? All right, same goes. Jesus, you can see Jesus saw her weeping. Jesus, in other words, knew, okay, the trauma, the pain, okay, a person got through. And Jesus was deeply moved. And the word deeply is being used. And his spirit is greatly troubled. You see, when here was Jesus was even trouble, the word used, okay, he was deeply moved and in his spirit and greatly troubled. He saw them weeping, but Jesus weeping is even more. And he said, where have you laid him? Where is the body now? Where is he now? Lord, come and see. Alright, so it's our part, okay, to go, okay, to, okay, Jesus. Likewise, when you look at Mary, okay, the story. So when no one seems to console you, when no one seems to understand you, Jesus is weeping with you. Yes? Jesus is feeling every part of your pain, despair, trauma, and sorrows, and you continue to list down whatever emotion you are going through. Right? Now, last one. Is it the last one? Yes. Jesus declare who he is. Now, this is a part that Jesus said to Martha, that is, your brother will rise again. Okay, so I know that he will rise again in the resurrection day. But Jesus correct the statement and say, I am the resurrection and the life. Do you believe? Okay, so with that, I give you a statement. Even when you are in your darkest moment, there is still a choice to believe. Because every one of us got to make a decision. You want to believe or don't believe? All right? And there's in that darkest moment, do you want to make that decision? There's still a choice. And that is the promise of hope, Jesus Christ. All right? Now, by ending, all right, I want to say this, that the miracle itself, Jesus defeated death, the whole series or the Gospel of John, okay, is to point us to Jesus, right? So every of those miracles is all different. Okay, one is he pray, one he touch, one he put saliva, one he do a ball, fish ball, and then the eye, no eyeball, and he put the eyeball, all right? So every of those, Jesus is creative, all right? Now, some of us may like to follow the pattern. I do not know. I already tell you, right? Come out to pray. Okay, now I pray for you, right? Now, okay, I won't do that. Okay, now, so Jesus defeated death, revealing that he is the Son of God so that they will see the glory of God and believe in him. Because in that reading, you can say, this is for the glory of God. Do you believe? Okay, if you believe, you will see the glory of God. Do you know what Jesus is trying to point to? Because he's preparing the people, the day will come that he will go to the cross. Okay, I'm going to die. I'm going to go to the cross. I'm going to be crucified. When I'm near on the cross, I'm going to shed my blood for the forgiveness of the sin of the world. And then they're going to bury me, and the third day I will rise again. And Jesus is showing that all things are possible, okay, with him and not, okay, with men. Right? So, when all this taking place, it finally makes sense to allow Lazarus to die so that he could reveal who he is and what is, okay, to come. The other way to say, Lazarus become the victim, so to speak. He has to play that role, okay? Now, but he doesn't know, okay, what is going to play. So, in other words, with all these stories that are taking place, after Jesus raised Lazarus, so there could be no question that who Jesus is, or was and is to come. He is the Son of God. Jesus is foreshadowing. Okay, so all this scripture that I'm talking about, Martha, do you tell I don't believe in glory? Okay, believe that God, Jesus has sent. All right, if you believe, okay, and you will see, okay, the glory of God. So Jesus is foreshadowing his death, and he is the resurrection and the life that itself cannot hold him. In fact, that's the scripture that says, where is the sting of death? Where is it? Jesus is the resurrection of life. He not just healed the blind. He not just healed the paralyzed. He not just healed the dumb. Okay, death has no hold on him. So when Jesus died on the cross, Jesus died so that we could live. Can you see that? And that is, okay, the glory of God that I want to show, okay, to us. Is there one more? Okay, before I go there, now, so as we conclude, again, if you have a disappointment in life, if you even face death, pain, or whatever sorrow that you have, if you felt that no one even cares, even if you were to tell your story, nobody would have understand what you're trying to say. No matter what you are battling, facing, or afraid to let go, or going through, what you need to know, Jesus loves you. Jesus still loves you. Okay? And you can put your trust in him. Why? What John is saying, Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Amen. Because He is the resurrection and life. So that's the series of miracles that we are doing. Okay, and then we go to the next series. So from today onwards, we think about the whole year. Let's believe, okay, for God's miracle in your life. So application, you can talk about this. You go to your lunchtime and all those, okay? Don't need to talk about what happened to the leaf, what happened downstairs. Okay, talk about who or what is your Lazarus today. It may not be a person, something that hold you to, that you paralyzed, you couldn't take one more step. Okay? Who is Jesus to you now? Were you not content for God's miracle, believing or obeying, when you do not understand or seeing it, so that you may lead or point people to Jesus? Amen? So that is the miracle series. Come, let us pray. Again, I want to pray for Vijay. Okay, who else? Ng, are you still around? We continue to pray for you, huh? Okay, now. Any one of you have needs, I'm thinking that each time when we have service, come to the front, okay? We have leaders who are able to pray for you, stand alongside you. I think that is important, all right? Okay, let's pray. Father God, I commit all of us into your hands, giving thanks, okay, for the seal of miracle. And set off the pace, okay, for us for year 2023. We have more than two and a half to three years, Lord, of going through pandemic, and things doesn't go the way it should be. There are many setbacks. Business didn't turn well. We see people passing. And all those trauma or sorrows that we went through. But Father God, as we step into year 2023, and today is already end of February, and a series of miracles, help us, Lord, okay, to stir what is going to take place in the next few months and years. For today, I uphold each and every one of us into your hands. While knowing that today, Lord, that Jesus declared that He is the resurrection and He is the life. And Father, that you not just heal the blind and sick, but Father, today as we look at Lazarus, Father, probably there's a part in our life that is Lazarus, and we do not understand, okay, why is that so? But Father, today we can come to you because you are the resurrection and life. I give thanks once again. Commit all of us into your hands. In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. Shall we give the Lord a big hand? Yes.